The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Welcome to this week's edition of the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. Waiting for this freaking WandaVision finale.
Oh, yeah. It's been trending all day, so people Woo! Are excited.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's so good.
The Netflix are taking over, man. I don't think anybody's really watching too many shows on regular TV except for Young Rock.
Woo! So good. Listen, they can't come out with any more streaming service. Plus, they have now this, like, Paramount Plus thing. And while I would want to see it to see all, like, the old, like, Real World and Road Rules and all that stuff, I'm not paying for another service. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to bootleg it.
They finally going to do that, huh? These years, MTV finally gonna come up off all those Real Worlds, huh?
Yeah, they need to put Bad Girls Club back
on. Oh gosh,
because woo, the entertainment value, Bad Girls Club.
Well, we'll be seeing what type of features Peacock offers because everybody will be becoming Peacock subscribers here in a couple more weeks because WWE is moving over to Peacock. WWE Network officially is getting absorbed into Peacock for the Fastlane pay-per-view. I don't know how that changeover is going to work. Hopefully they grandfather me in and I just, you know, all of a sudden it's just like, oh, you just need to download this and put in your information.
Right.
Because
I'm like, I have the WWE Network. I'm not getting another. I'll just cancel it.
Right.
Don't blame me.
It's like, please don't make me have to, like, cancel this and then re-sign up for that. And yeah, just switch me over, please.
Right, because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but we haven't heard any definite steps that they're going to take for that. So we'll just kind of stay tuned. This is the NXT Cast. We are part of the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is search for The WrestleCast - The CSPN. Subscribe to the logo with The WrestleCast holding the New Day sign and the NXT Cast to show up in your queue each and every week. So this week on NXT, we see Tommaso Ciampa in the back with MSK behind him. He's making a challenge to the tag team champions, Lorcan and Burch. He tries to get a title match for himself and Thatcher. The champs agree to a match, just not a tag team title match.
Ooh, you gotta be specific.
Burch and Lorcan, they get the win over Tommaso Ciampa and Thatcher when Imperium came out and distracted Thatcher and Ciampa, which allowed Burch and Lorcan to get the win over these two. This was a hard-hitting grappling match. A lot of holes, not much flippy shit, but a lot of just rough and tough and tumble action here. I thought that Timothy Thatcher was seriously hurt. at one point in the match, it was like, oh no, this isn't looking
right.
But luckily, it was just a really good selling by him.
Because I was like, oh no. I really enjoyed this match. Yeah, I love a hold and submission thing. So I was just like, I was here for this. But like, Ciampa, really? All these matches you've had with Timothy Thatcher, what did he do? He comes out, he sits down in a chair, and he watches you. Why did you get so easily distracted by Imperium just coming out and just watching? Have you lost your heel tactics? Hello, that was a dumb distraction to be distracted by. It'd be different if they were there and then they started walking towards the ring and then you were like, oh shit, what's he about to do? What's he about to do? But that's not what they did. They just sit there and watch. Why are you so shook?
I think
and now,
he's,
because of you, it's gone.
I think he's lost a lot of his heel tactics because he's grown out more hair.
Cut it.
Our man Roderick Strong is here.
I enjoyed this match, though.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Roderick Strong is here. He's calling out Adam Cole, but Finn Balor comes out instead to inform Roddy that Adam isn't coming out for him. Roddy says things were going well before Finn showed back up. He blames this whole situation on Finn. Finn says the NXT title is the reason for all of this chaos going on right now. Finn says he knows how to get Adam Cole out here. He announces a NXT title match next week between Adam Cole and himself. Finn begins to then run down Roddy. He tells him that he's always going to be a follower. And until he gets a killer instinct and a little more greedy, he'll never be on the level of the Prince. That's when Roddy has heard enough, punches Finn in the face, brawl ensues, and the pull apart happens between Roddy and Finn.
This was a lot. I was like, oh, Rodrigo. Poor Roddy. Out here just sad. He don't got his crew members no more. And then Finn with the disrespect. I was like, damn. I was like, oh, that hurt. That hurt to my heart. But that brawl was great. Ooh. Ooh. Yes.
The
Young Bucks, this is what you do. They didn't speak for too long. They're just like, he was like, oh, word. Fight. That's what you do.
We see the Garganos in therapy. Johnny is trying to explain to the therapist what has happened to Austin Theory. Austin Theory is just like, nothing happened to me. Everything's fine. I had a good time. It was fun. It was this. It was that. We see Indy Hartwell doodling and we find out that she's writing Miss Indie Wrestling Loomis. She is really like going all the way smitten with Dexter Loomis. So Candace and Johnny are trying to be like the voices of reason, the parents, and then the kids are out here acting on their own accords. So yeah, this is just a lot.
I love this. Y'all can say whatever the fuck you want about Johnny. Oh my God, this is so funny. When he was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Give it to me. It's mine now. It's not private. She was just like, it's private. He was like, no, it's not. Give it to me. What is this? I gave you this. This was her name for Christmas.
It's like, oh. And then when he starts getting like really freaked out, the lady tosses him out. And he's like, no, what are you doing? You don't do therapy on me.
That's my favorite part. You don't therapy me. You therapy him. Not therapy me. You therapy on him. Oh, my God. And then poor Candace is just overwhelmed because she doesn't know what to do with these people. Just like everybody's freaking out around her. It's so funny. I love this whole, every piece of this therapy segment was just, oh, it was so good. It's so good.
Oh, man, Cameron Grimes.
Woo!
And all his money. He's in like the production truck area and he's trying to throw his money around and change the name of the arena from the Capitol Wrestling Center to the Cameron Grimes Arena. When Regal comes up, taps him on the shoulder, tells him he needs to get up. He's like, really? I'm kind of busy trying to get some things going on right now. He's like, nah, really, I need you to stand up and listen to me. So Regal's basically like, he's like, okay, Regal, what you want, man? He is like, you need money? I got money. I got Kiss My Grits money. He's like, no, I don't need the money. He's like, but I do need you to know that you're going to be facing, I got an open contract with your name on it, and you're going to be facing Bronson Reed later tonight. And so, of course, Cameron Grimes is like all disappointed. And of course, he blames Ted DiBiase again.
Oh, Cameron. How he tried to buy Regal off? It's like, Cameron, please, you can't.
Ember Moon gets the win over Aaliyah.
Moon, center of the ring, and Aaliyah trying to fight back, but Moon almost baiting, as you mentioned, Aaliyah. Just hit me.
Yeah, Moon looking to bring out some aggression in Aaliyah, and you see this physical style from Ember Moon. She is not here to play.
Yeah, Ember Moon not toying around, as you mentioned, just literally throwing Aaliyah around at this point.
Certainly not. Ember Moon just too strong, too powerful. Whoa, Aaliyah. Yeah, well, it would be a massive scalp. Let's be honest, this is a former NXT Women's Champion in Ember Moon. You claimed that scalp. That is massive.
It's hard to argue about that. And Aaliyah now wearing down Moon, center of the ring. Jesse Kamei on the outside along with Robert Stone.
You know, very often a big win like this can completely change the trajectory of the Robert Stone brand.
And now back into the action. And Moon trying to turn around her fortunes in this matchup. And Moon now trying to build momentum here against Aaliyah. Running through Aaliyah one more time. All right to the stomach. No wasted motion by Ember Moon. Robert Stone seems to be absolutely afraid of Moon off the spine buster into the counter, shoulders down. Only able to kick out at two.
I think Stone knows that Moon is an ally in Shotzi Blackheart, which means that tank is always in play.
Yeah, that tank somewhere lurking by as Ember Moon to the top rope. Aaliyah sensing Moon, able to cut Moon off for the pass, and now it's Aaliyah climbing to the top rope.
Nice opportunistic movement here from Aaliyah.
And Moon trying to hoist up Aaliyah, and Aaliyah gets dropped. Hey, what's Robert Stone doing? Kamea!
Some chaos breaking out.
Blackheart taking out everyone on the outside. And now Moon taking out Aaliyah with the eclipse. Cover by Ember Moon, and that's how you get back.
You could tell Aaliyah was not really interested in taking that move because she kind of had like a snapmare and not the full take the stunner bump.
Nope.
But hey, Aaliyah, the entrance for Aaliyah and with Jessica Mayer and Robert Stone looked really good though.
It did. She's gotten better, so I want to see what they're going to do with it. This was a good match. I enjoyed this. I also just enjoyed looking at Shotzi. Because the way she like ran up on Robert and he like put up his head like no. So that was great. I enjoyed this match. This was fun.
Timothy Thatcher addresses Imperium. He says they keep trying to throw his past in his face. That's when Ciampa just butts in and says the past is just that. It's in the past. And then he just ends the interview. So McKenzie's like, okay.
What past do they have?
I guess they're talking about him being a shooter and being such a killer, and now he's kind of like giving that up to kind of run with Ciampa. I guess they're saying he doesn't have that, you know, because remember last week when he was in the training room and Wolf came up to him and was like, you used to be a monster, you used to be a killer, you used to be a monster, or whatever. Yeah.
Isn't that did he also say that to Killian? Wait.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm.
You just want everybody to be monstrous there? God. People can't evolve. Let me grow, bitch.
Then we get an awesome vignette for Toni Storm and Io Shirai for their title match next week. Basically, it's just Tony reiterating that she's competed with Io, she's competed against Io, she knows what type of challenger and champion that Io is, but Io has one thing that she can't get over, and that's Toni Storm. And then, you know, she's like, she can't beat me. And that's the reason why I'm going into this match. I'm going to be the NXT champion afterwards. And then Io Shirai's like, you know, she respects Toni as an athlete. She doesn't like Toni as a person. Toni Storm is, you know, her biggest challenge to her being considered, you know, an all-time great NXT champion. So, very good.
This is good. Yeah. You see what happens when we can get long-term booking for Io, guys? Hunter? Humsley, do you see what happens when it's not just like a 2-week build up to a match? You can have more time for promos and building history. Let's keep doing that. Yes. This is a good promo. Yes, I really like that.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too. And you can actually see a little bit of the heel Toni Storm come out in this promo as well.
Yeah. I still don't know why she's a heel. Tell me why.
Too many baby faces. They had to change somebody.
That's not a reason. That's not a reason for her to look at and be like, there's too many good people. Let me be the bad one. That's not a good reason. I need something concrete. Why is she a heel now? I don't understand. What happened?
In the WTF moment of the night, Nia and Shayna retain the women's tag team titles when Adam Pearce sent down an official who called the match because Dakota Kai was unconscious after the Carefuda clutch, but Dakota Kai wasn't the legal woman in the match. It was Raquel Gonzalez. So in theory, the fall shouldn't have counted. So what happened was, of course, the melee is ensuing. Raquel and Nia are getting into it. Raquel throws the big boot to Nia Jax and knocks her off the ring apron. But when she does, she hit the referee too. So it was like ref first, then Nia. So ref Asia is out. And then Raquel and Nia end up going over the announce table. So they're out of the match. You got Shayna putting Dakota Kai in the Carefuda clutch. She releases it because there's no referee. Then all of a sudden, another ref does come down. She hooks the clutch back in, and then he's like, ring the bell.
DWC screw job is what happened. What the hell? I was like, what the fuck is... I was so mad. I was like, why? See, Adam Pearce? See, I used to defend you. When Roman would just give you the blues, and I would say, Adam, please be safe. Don't be safe anymore, Adam, because what are you doing? What are you doing? I don't. Fishy. This is fishy, and I don't like it. This is why Roman's always trying to kick your ass, Adam. This is why. Violence on you, sir. I wish violence on you. Yeah. How dare you?
They need to run this back in some sort
of... Yes, they do.
Some sort of iteration.
Yes. It was Dakota and Raquel needs to show up on Raw and be like, listen, you need to run this shit back because, y'all were doing some bullshit. Run this match back. And they need to get those titles. That's what needs to happen. Okay? Needs to
happen. We go back.
Run this match back.
Yes, please do. We go back to the therapy session. Austin Theory says, Dexter Lumis just might need a friend. Indy says, she'd like to be his friend with benefits. Thurston. Candace mentions everyone he's kidnapped. It's all from Johnny, though, who's texting things for Candace to say. Candace and Andy
loud as hell.
Yeah, end up getting kicked out of the therapy session on this go around. It's like, Andy.
That's so funny.
Babe.
Oh my God.
She's going all the way.
I know. Just Thurston hard. She was just like, I like to be his friend. Benefits. I was like, Indy, ma'am, relax. And Candace looked so disgusted. It was like, ew. That buzzer was loud as hell. Yes, like, is your husband texting you from this? And then he was like, I was gonna order Uber Eats. Anybody want something? You want anything?
Yeah, he was leaning all up against the door. When she opened the door, he like fell in.
Oh my god, this is so funny. Ah, oh, hilarious.
We have the in person debut of LA Knight, aka Eli Drake. He cuts a promo, what's new, saying that Tom Brady wishes he was as good at his job as LA Knight is at wrestling. Ooh. He says he wasn't a first round pick, but he is still going to shine. He gets the job done, and he is the last of a dying breed. He said people already say he might be the best NXT star of all time. Don't call him the GOAT. That's play it out. Call him LA Knight.
Yes. He gives great promo. I was here for it. Even in talking to third person, I was like, you know what? I don't even care. Keep going.
Speaking of promos, we have an Isaiah Swerve Scott promo in his studio. He's got some little baddie that he's, making sure that she likes the music. Then he,
with his cute ass braids and this cute ass outfit. I was like, hello, let's see more of you.
That wasn't, it wasn't Brianna. It wasn't, God, what's that girl's name who was in Raw Underground? It wasn't her. I can't think of her name now, but yeah, it wasn't her though. I can't think of her name now, and maybe it'll come to me before the show's over. I know it's Brianna something, but I can't remember what her last name is. She would be the girl at, did you ever watch Raw Underground on Running Raw?
I saw like one episode. It was the one that had like, it was like the one that had actually the dancing girls on it.
Oh, that was like the second one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they took away the girls and I was like, fuck it. Forget it. No girls twerking. I will not watch.
But anyway, Swerve is in the studio basically cutting this promo towards Leon Ruff, says that he's hunting for his opportunities, and Leon Ruff should not stand in the way of his opportunities because he is a very dangerous individual, and he will basically leave Leon Ruff in a pile of bones if he tries to stop him from ascending to his rightful place atop NXT.
Leon Ruff's fault that he made good on his opportunities. Listen, they fell in his lap and he took it and ran with it. That's not his fault. Blame Johnny for putting his name on that wheel. It's not poor Leon's fault. Okay? The opportunity came and he was like, well, let's make the most of it. And he ran with it. Damn it, Isaiah. Leave my little chicken bones alone. Let him be.
Our man Cameron Grimes. He got the win over Bronson Reed with a little help from LA Knight. Mm-hmm. When he hit Bronson Reed low when Bronson Reed was on the top rope, that allowed Cameron Grimes to hit the cave in. And Cameron Grimes
got the win. This is a good match. I was like, oh, it's my thickums, and then my thickums lost. I was like, ooh. But let's see what this, like, LA Knight and Cameron Grimes little mashup thing. Because, you know, now that he's Money Grimes, see what this is going to give us. So this is exciting.
Yeah, him and, like, Matt Hardy got dueling dueling characters going on here. With the money. The money. Show me the money.
I like that.
We can't hear what's going on backstage, but we just see William Regal arguing with Adam Pearce in the back. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're going over what happened in that women's title match. Right.
Call him all kinds of raggedy bitches, because I would. Remember that scene in Waiting to Excel? You raggedy bitch. That's me. That's what I was saying the whole time.
It was, yeah, they were definitely heated. And that was a good little exchange there between those two.
Somebody said maybe he was gonna try to bring like NXT women's tag titles.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. My first thought, because he said that later on, he said that he's gonna do something that was going to change the course of NXT forever. So yeah, I mean, it can't be but so many things.
Right. Which I wouldn't mind. Yeah. They're not, because I think they're trying to keep the rosters as separate as possible. especially with NXT, because they had so many of those outbreaks, and there's, you know, people like Casey Catanzaro who doesn't like to wear masks in Florida, so they're probably trying to keep it as separate as possible. So maybe they're gonna come up with the women's tag team down there. They can probably do better than what they're doing with like the main roster, like titles, because they gotta spread it around more. They're not doing it.
Yeah, they definitely gotta make it, you know, where the people feel like when those titles are defended outside of Raw or SmackDown, that there's a legit shot for somebody to win, you know?
Right.
And it's not just going to be like, oh, they're wrestling the NXT talent, so we already know what's going to happen here.
Right. But this tag team one, it had stakes. I enjoyed it. So I'm trying not to, like, shit too much on the booking, because it, like, gives an open for another match or another like little feud with them. So depending on what they do afterwards,
right,
is what my final opinion is going to be. Because, you know, having it be like, oh, they basically screwed them over is like, it's a good storyline, because then they can like go after it more. Mm-hmm. And it kind of turns Raquel and Dakota kind of into baby faces now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's like that turn is going. So like, it opens up possibilities for more storylines and more matches and a more to this feud, which I'm hoping is that's what they're doing. Unless, you know, unless they're just like, eh, never mind. And then I will rant. Then the ranting will happen.
Caden Carter is interviewed about Casey Catanzaro's partially torn LCL. She's hurt and she's pissed that Xia Li took her friend out. Now she has to take Xia Li out, and she isn't scared of Xia Li. She's not scared and won't hesitate. Xia can come get it next week.
Now, is this storyline injury, or did she get for real injured in that match?
It looked like this was for real, because they showed her in the back with like a knee break.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I was nervous. Unless it was like from a previous injury, and then just use this match as a like, to be like, oh, this, hopefully.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. She got hurt, and then they just figured out a way to write her off using TV.
Mm-hmm. So, smart. So, I'm excited to see what this match is going to do.
I always knew that she had the green on, because, you know, but I never knew her eyebrows were green, too.
Yeah. I think those are contacts.
No, not her eyes, her eyebrows.
Oh.
It's like, oh.
Are they?
Okay, Miss Caden Carter, I got you. Going all in with this Jade from Mortal Kombat motif.
Yeah, I like that. So Sasha did that too, with like when she had the blue hair and then the blue eyebrows. I like it. Yes, match. Match it all the way. I like it.
Austin Theory says in the last therapy session that he was in a small room with windows boarded up, and he watched cartoons while he was eating cereal. The therapist relays a message from Dexter Lumis saying that he was so irritated and annoyed by him that he sent him home early. Austin is just destroyed by this news. He runs out and cries to Johnny. As Austin leaves, with the way Johnny pays off the therapist for saying bad things about Dexter Lumis.
Such a mess. Like the way he just broke down into cries. I was like, Johnny! Like the therapist going like, oh, they're all idiots. This was hilarious. He was like, it's okay, buddy. We're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, and that was one of the things in the beginning.
When it first started like, this doesn't look like Chuck E. Cheese.
I thought he like took out the extra 20. He was just like, for the cab. Just like, oh, this is gold. Oh, it's so funny. Johnny, you can stay as long as you want, because this is hilarious.
Our next matchup was supposed to be Breezango versus Ever-Rise. Ever-Rise rules. But Legado del Fantasma attacked Breezango during their entrance. Ever-Rise is in the ring like, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Right.
And then Santos Escobar ran down and beat them up. Ran them into the steel steps. Escobar gets on the microphone saying not to mistake last week for weakness. So, yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that my Breezango got, like, freaking Don't do that to my boys. I don't like it. Unless we're going to, I hope it rekindles the feud that Breezango had with Blake out of the Phantasma, because that was a great feud.
It really was. But,
yeah, so reignite that shit, because Breezango deserves better than, you know, than what they gave them.
Then this is the part where Regal talks about, he addressed what happened in the women's tag team match and says that he'll make that announcement next week that will change the landscape of NXT forever. Then it's main event time, where Finn Balor got the win over Roderick Strong. When Roderick Strong went for a gut buster, but Finn countered into the double foot stomp. Finn then hits the sling blade and the John Woo drop kick. The coup de grace, followed by the 1916. He opened up all his finishers for Roderick Strong.
Yeah, he did. Finn got every last one.
Finn got the win. He poses in the middle of the ring. Afterwards, Adam Cole comes out. They have a stare down, a pose down. And that is how NXT ended for this week.
Woo! This match was so good. Roderick Strong was all the backbreaker. He was like, I'm gonna break your back now, and then one more time, and then again, and then another one. I was like, it was so good. I was nervous the whole time. I was like, oh no, they're hitting hard. Oh shit. So it was so good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Oh, poor Roddy.
Yeah, they were going after it tooth and nail in this match, man. I don't know if they've ever had that's the first time I can remember them having a one-on-one match.
Right.
But yeah, they definitely tore it down.
I was like, damn, is this for the championship the way y'all fighting? Shit. Right. Damn.
Right. Next week it's going to be the Adam Cole versus Finn Balor championship match, Io Shirai versus Toni Storm as well. So it's going to be an action packed episode of NXT next week. Kenyon O'Cameron Grimes is going to be up to some of his shenanigans. So, can't wait for that. All in all, man, just like we said, NXT has really been in a great groove the past two and a half months, and this episode was no different. Definitely a very strong effort. So just your thoughts on what stood out to you and what you like.
It was a wang dang doodle of a time. Enjoyed it very much. I'm really interested in this, like, in the Finn Balor and, like, Broken Undisputed Era thing. And what that's, like, that amalgamation, what's going to happen. Wonder when Kyle comes back, are him and Roddy going to fight? Or are they going to try to get together? Is Roddy going to want to fight Adam Cole? He probably is. So that's really interesting. I'm excited about that. I'm actually kind of liking Timothy Thatcher and Ciampa together. Even though I'm going to make fun of Ciampa for the day I die, I don't care. But they work well together as a tag team, and I really enjoyed their match. So we'll see what's going to happen with this Imperium thing. Really liked the Ember Moon and Aaliyah match. It was a really good standout for Ember Moon. She needs the win because she hasn't been winning lately. So that was fun. Oh, the women's tag team match was excellent. Even with the booking, it may be mad, but it's supposed to. So I enjoyed that. We'll see what goes on with the storyline there. And I want to see what's going to happen with Isaiah Swerve Scott. You leave my little Leon Ruff Chicken Bones alone. You leave him alone. Okay? He just made good on opportunities that he got. You let him be. God damn it. This is a really fun episode. I love all the therapy segments. Those are my favorite parts of the episode. They were so, just so funny. So I enjoyed this episode. It was really fun.
Ditto. I thought this episode was really fun. I had a lot of fun watching those therapy segments. Cameron Grimes as well. the character building elements of this show were really strong, as well as, you know, the wrestling is always going to be strong. So no complaints here. Really, really, really excited about next week's episode, though. Telling y'all, don't let Toni Storm win this title.
It's going to be a promise. You're going to hear Don just, it's going to be a parade up and down. He's going to send a freaking sky, one of those like airplane sky riders to be like, Tony Storm is my champion.
Right.
So. Be ready for it.
Yeah, be ready for it because it is going to be just a whole bunch of obnoxiousness on the timeline.
It's okay. I'll enable you. It's fine.
Yes, because and then Adam Cole and Finn Balor should be a hell of a match too.
Yes. Ooh, those two skinny men are gonna beat the shit out of each other. Can't wait. For so little. Can't wait.
So this time, Miss Simi, it's time for your shout outs and thank yous.
I don't have a cute accent. I love her accent. It's just so great. Anyway, shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to the WrestleCast family and the CSPN family. Shout out to all the patrons paying a little extra to hear her speak. Shout out to you guys in the hashtags. It's always fun. And shout out to my girl, Dakota Kai, and my other girl, Raquel. Look great again in the like 2000 pop star fashion. Loved it. You need justice. And I'm rooting for your justice. And a special shout out to Jade because she has a Japanese language test. So I hope you pass.
Yes. The linguist, Miss Jade to the max, expanding her, vocabulary with the Japanese. Yeah. So yes, good luck to her. Happy birthday to Mr. Mo to the _ Reese, my partner in crime.
Happy birthday
on the Rawcast. So hopefully his day was filled with lots of joy and happiness and well wishes. Give a big shout out to everybody here on the CSPN, Mr. Anwar Starwin, who helped me record a new episode of Cast a Strong Style this week, where we talked about the two Castle Attack shows, the anniversary show preview, and the New Japan Cup preview, which I have to catch up on the anniversary show as soon as possible. Give a big shout out, like I said, to Miss Jade to the Max as well for helping me on SmackDown Matters. Check out me and Miss Simi. Get some extra content over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. You can hear us talk about AEW Dynamite and also get Miss Simi's thoughts on SmackDown and Raw, the latest happenings that take place there. Also, there's a new episode on the Dark Match with myself, Anwar, and Mo to the _ Reese, where we have some candid conversations. Anwar Starwin's playing catch up, so he's reviewing the things that he's seen lately. He got a big kick out of Apollo Crews getting told to go back to catering.
So did we all. We all did. It was great.
So yes, please check out the Dark Match over on the Patreon page. The extra content is definitely worth the little bits that we charge for that each and every month. Continue to support the hashtag NXTcast each and every Wednesday night. Share your commentary with color with me and Miss Simi as you guys watch NXT live tweeted. Share your thoughts. Yeah. Always a lot of fun to go back and read those comments when I'm doing my rewatch on Thursdays before this podcast. So definitely appreciate everybody always supporting the WrestleCast by using those hashtags. Shout out to all the members of the GLOW, all the WrestleBays out there, and everybody who's discovered the show through the podcast or through the live tweets. We greatly appreciate it. Rate and review. Mm-hmm. Give us those 5 stars so we can boost up our profile and let people know what we're doing over here on the CSPN.
Yeah, please do.
So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Ooh, happy birthday, Mo. You're the hashtags.
Roddy, when are you going to learn? When are you going to learn that Adam Cole's not going to come out here for you? What do you think? Adam's gonna come out here and offer you some sort of explanation for what happened.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? I find this really funny because the Undisputed Era was doing perfectly fine until you showed up. So in my mind, Finn, whole thing is your fault. It's my fault.
I said it's your
fault. It's my fault. Let me tell you something. It ain't my fault. The reason why your so-called brotherhood fell apart, it's because of this title. I know how to get Adam Cole out here. Next week, Adam Cole versus Finn Balor for the NXT Championship. And as for you, Roddy, you'll never be a leader. You'll always be a follower. And until you get a little more greedy and a little more selfish, and until you get a killer instinct like the Prince, you'll never...